This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it right now. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is your medicine. So the choices that you make today, they can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have. Our health really is, I mean, it comes down to your choices. I mean, it's not anything more than that. And I always say, strong mind, strong body. And it goes in that order. So many people get hung up on what supplement you need to take, and do I need to take a multivitamin, or should I be taking a probiotic? And it's not really about any of that. I mean, those things are important. You got to have the basics of what's going to be the raw materials to give you good health. But at the end of the day, it comes down to your mindset. It comes down to your choices that you make every day. So no one can do that for you. Your doctor can't do it for you. Your friends can't do it for you. Your parents can't do it for you. Your coworkers. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. Like, you have to do that. And, I mean, I was talking to a person the other day, and I just want to pull my hair out. And I have no hair, but I was wanting to pull it out. And it was amazing because they kept saying, I'm overwhelmed. Okay, now this person has diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, arthritis, depression, and they're on about 9 different medications. I'm not even kidding. And I'm sitting there going, okay, like, you're overwhelmed by having to eat salmon and broccoli and drink, you know, half your body weight in ounces, which, you know, you're 290 pounds. Let's be a little generous. Let's just drink 120 ounces a day, which is a gallon, right? And they're saying that I'm overwhelmed by having to eat healthy and drink water and exercise. But yet you're taking literally 9 medications or more. And I'm just blown away at the choices and the mindset when someone says they want to get well, but they're not willing to put in the work. It's like everything that goes on with people's money and their finances. They want to make more money, or they want to be in a better financial situation, but they're not willing to save. They spend everything that they make. So it comes in the same place with our health. I mean, our health is our greatest wealth, and your choices are everything. Like, your attitude toward your body is everything. And you can go after whatever goals you want to go after in life, but the reality is that if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You can lose all your money and go work and get it back. But if you lose your health, you lose the very vehicle and the very gift that you were given to be able to live a quality of life. So that's why I'm so passionate about it, because it all comes down to you, and it's not like it just happens, okay? Don't buy into the genetic thing. Don't buy into this thing about genetics, that they do have, I mean, there are genetic conditions, don't get me wrong, but don't buy into the fact that it's, you know, because your grandmother had diabetes, you've got diabetes. That is a bunch of bunk. I mean, that is the craziest concept, because genetic predispositions are more like family predispositions, meaning it goes like this, okay? It's not so much that grandma had diabetes, so you're just going to get diabetes. Like, it's on your docket, you know, to get it. No, grandma had diabetes, and she taught her family how to eat a certain way. She taught mom or dad how to eat a certain way, which then in turn mom and dad taught you how to eat a certain way. everybody's eating the same recipes, the same casseroles, the same family tradition meals, and they're doing everything together. That's why everybody gets diabetes, okay? That is the family history, right? Like in medicine, we do our family history. The funny thing is, it's like that. You should ask those questions if you're a physician. How does everybody in your family eat? Does everyone exercise? Is it a family tradition to go ride bikes on the weekends or sit around, eat popcorn, pizza, and watch TV all day? Like, what is the family tradition? You dig into that, you're going to figure out the choices of the person. You figure out the choices of that person, you're going to understand why they have high blood pressure, cholesterol, the whole nine yards. Like, that's where it comes from. So it comes from our choices. Our choices are what matter more than anything else. And I'm on that right now because I see it every single day, and I hear the whining and the complaining about why someone has a certain condition and how they can't get out. Like, if you have a what we call a chronic health condition, obesity, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, type 2, not type 1, because that is genetic component, and that is autoimmune, okay? So you get a little bit of a free ticket on that if you got that going on. That is something that is genetically enhanced, and that's something that you can't cure it per se, but you can control it in a great way, okay? But just know for these chronic conditions, like blood pressure is not hard to get rid of. Okay? I mean, I'll just tell you a perfect example. My 80-plus-year-old mother had been on multiple medications for a long time. She followed my principles, and finally, you know, she's mom, right? So they listened to about half of what you say, which I'm not the greatest mother in the world, the greatest. She finally listened. And she's off all of her medications, all of them. So these conditions are not hard to beat. Many of the conditions that you face are from your own choices over years and years and years. And on this show, we want to help you beat that. I want to help you become a better version of you, of yourself, to be better today than you were yesterday. Cool thing about this whole deal is there's no finger pointing here. Like, it's not like I'm pointing a finger and saying it's all your fault. But it is kind of all your fault. But the cool thing is you don't have to stay there. It's not like it's all your fault and you can't lose the weight. It's not like it's all your fault and you'll be on insulin forever. It's not like it's all your fault and you'll be on medications forever for high blood pressure. Like, it is your choices, and it is, you did put yourself in that position. But the cool thing is like I always say, if you can lifestyle your way into a health challenge, which is all this is, it's not a death sentence, it's a health challenge, meaning that challenges are meant to be faced so you can get out. So the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way in, you can lifestyle your way out. That's the power of this. So as much as the power lies in your hand to make the choices that led you down this path, that same power, that same ability lies in your hand to get yourself out. But you are the only person that can do that. Not some world-renowned doctor, you know, not some flying into some state with some doctor that's supposed to be the greatest, not listening to me here, not listening to Oz on TV, okay, and thinking that we all have the answer. We don't. I mean, we have good information, yes, but you have to do the work. Nobody's going to do the work for you. You got to dig your heels in the sand. You got to draw your line in the sand. You got to say enough. No more. That's it. I'm done. You know, today's a brand new day. You got to think, well, because of my wife or my husband or my kids or my grandkids, like, I've had enough. I want to be here for them. I want to make good choices. I don't want my choices to take me out early, to die early. Like, it all lies in your hands. You choose. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX right here. I'm Asa. Go to asarx.com. Now listen, this show's about you and for you. Coming up, we're going to grab your calls when we come back. Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website, go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. Hey, if you're looking for a provider in your area that believes the same way that we do, we have providers that can help you get to that next level. Just go to AsaRx.com. You can find any of our team of providers in your area that can help you grow and get to the next level with your health and with your life. And don't forget about the podcast. If you haven't checked out the AsaRx Experience podcast, go to any of your platforms. You can also go to the website, go to AsaRx.com, but go to any of your platforms from iHeart, Pandora. You can go to, of course, Apple Podcasts and Google Play. Just go there and type in AsaRx, okay? All you got to do is that. You'll see us pop up, and you can grab us. We've got a podcast out every single day, 5 days a week. And it's a very, of course, an easy way, especially if you're busy and you love catching the show and you want that little daily dose every single day, then that's a great way to get that. Just get our podcast. You can subscribe to it, which we would love, and then you'll get it every day as a little notification. And also, if you haven't signed up for our email newsletter, do that, and you'll get notifications, of course, our newsletter that goes out every day to give you that bit of information as well. So, great way to stay connected. You know, look, we're building a community here of people that really want more. They want more for themselves. They want more for their family. They want more for their health. And remember that when you have great health, you have a great life. When you have, I mean, the two things that you want to protect as far as your health goes, like it's not, for me, it's not about, and I work out all the time, right? Like I work out every day with weights and I do cardio and I do, you know, all kinds of things. I'm a very active person. But the two things that I want to protect are my energy and my stamina. Those are two things that I want to protect. And really energy and mobility, I think, are probably the two. I have three, energy, stamina, which kind of go together, and mobility. But I really want to protect those. And for anyone at any age, that should be your goal. Let's just go with energy and mobility. I kind of like that. I just made that up as I'm going along. But I like those two. Those are the two things I really, really work on if I really break it down and condense it down. So those are the two things you should really work on, energy and mobility. Because as you age and as we move down the line, you know, you end up sitting more, right? So we become more sedentary and you start to lose mobility. Okay, you could do handstands when you were 15, try to do a handstand at 45, right? Why is that? Strength, mobility. You could run around, you know, till 2 a.m. when you're 25. Try that at 50. And why is that? So, see, there's a loss of energy and a loss of mobility. If you protect your energy and you do things to protect your mobility, you're going to have a high quality of life, okay? So those are the two things to really begin to focus on. Let's jump in the phones here and talk to Bob. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I have a problem with heat flashes. 83 years old. I want to see if that's normal.
Well, when you have heat flashes or hot flashes, as we call them, there's a couple things to think about. Now, with men, very different than women, it can be hormonal, but a lot of times it can be tied to blood sugar fluctuations. And as you know, the blood sugar fluctuations can deal with things like hypoglycemia and diabetes, right? Which is not good. So if you haven't had any blood tests done, I'd go to your physician and get some lab work done. Have them take a look, see what's going on, and just see if there's a potential that there might be some kind of condition like that. Okay. Now, as men age, there's some hormone fluctuations that happen too. The other thing is I would get checked for all nutritional deficiencies. If you don't have anybody that can do that, get in touch with one of our providers and we can get that set up for you. But that's really a big, big key, is figuring out exactly what you're looking for in the nutritional deficiencies. Because men, we have fluctuations, but you know, like estrogen levels, which is a female hormone, that tends to rise in a male and our testosterone, which our primary hormone, tends to decrease as we age if we don't do certain things to protect that. Now, the other fall that can happen that causes prostate issues that no one talks about is progesterone. And progesterone is a big one in a male. And if progesterone levels have dropped too low, it can mimic these heat flashes you're talking about, or hot flashes. So getting tested to figure out what your deficiencies are, and then also seeing what your hormone levels are, those are all going to be extremely important, and that's what I would look into first and foremost in this whole game. Because if not, you're going to be stuck into a place where, I mean, that's only going to increase. Remember, when you get these type of symptoms, it's like a warning system for the body, okay? So that's what's really going on. So get that checked out. Let me know. Keep us posted, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. That's asarx.com. We're here for you each and every day, no matter what you're struggling with. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the cool thing about this whole thing with the body. Marty in Shreveport, Louisiana, says, right around the middle of every day, he sent an email, by the way. You can email me, by the way, go to the website, asarx.com. You can send me an email anytime. If you want me to make it part of the show, I will. Or if you want me to answer in private, I'll do that as well. Marty in Shreveport says, right around the middle of the day, I seem to get a headache. Sometimes it's pretty painful, and it seems to be around the backside of my head. Not sure what could be causing this. All right, well, it's interesting because I don't know what you're doing in the middle of the day, but most of the time we're right in the middle of a work day, right? So many of us are working, you know, whether you're in front of a computer or you're standing and teaching in a school or whatever you do, you're up busy doing something. Well, the more you concentrate and the more you're using your brain, the more you're using a brain chemical called acetylcholine. It's the number one brain chemical that we have in the brain, and that's utilized for focus and concentration and memory. But yet, it's also depleted very easily with stress. So if you have a lot of emotional stress going on, or it could just be stress related to the job or pressures in life, it just hammers your acetylcholine levels. I mean, drops them. When that drops, you can get headaches at the back of your head. No one really talks about that, but it's one of the main reasons that you get that. One of the best ways is to increase dietary choline that can help raise and build those levels. This is why I'm such a big fan of eggs. The egg yolk is loaded, one of the number one areas to get actual choline from. That's why I eat about 6 eggs every single day. But also you can get it from lecithin or phosphatidylcholine in a supplement form. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney said he will vote to confirm Judge Amy Barrett to the Supreme Court. He said, after meeting with Judge Barrett and carefully reviewing her record and her testimony, I intend to vote in favor of her confirmation to the Supreme Court. I am confident that she will faithfully apply the law and our Constitution, impartially and regardless of policy preferences. A man was arrested for trying to set a Seattle, Washington police car on fire while the officers were inside.
USA Radio Network's Val Dior reports.
Police officers were in a neighborhood near downtown Seattle Thursday afternoon when they were flagged down by someone concerned about a man holding what appeared to be a torch. Seattle Police Chief Sergeant Randy Husrick told Fox News that as officers tried to contact the man, he was somehow able to get the torch into a sensitive area of the patrol car, which caught fire. Officers were inside the vehicle at the time but were not injured, and the suspect was arrested at the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
NASCAR Cup Series returns to Kansas Speedway this weekend. Driver Clint Bowyer is coming home.
Looks like it's got cold fronts coming in. That's going to mean fast speeds. Grip levels are probably going to be up. That's going to be good. That'll be a premium for, you know, putting on a good show for what the fans, you know, that we have there. Always fun to come back to Kansas. Looking forward to it. You know, cool track, special to me. It's going to be obviously more special this time around, and we'll be ready for it. Coming off a good weekend. Wasn't the weekend that we wanted, you know, wasn't the finish that I feel like we deserve. We were extremely fast last weekend, but anytime you have a weekend like that, there's a pep in your step and it's excitement level for, you know, not only me, but the rest of our team.
The Hollywood Casino 400 starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. In college football, the 10th-ranked program has halted football activities after several members of the team test positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
The Florida Gators are heading into a highly anticipated matchup this Saturday with the defending national champion LSU Tigers. But the 10th-ranked team in the country has temporarily halted practices because 5 players have tested positive for COVID-19. Athletic Director Scott Strickland said in a statement Tuesday that the school is making the move out of an abundance of caution and that contact tracing is underway. Texas A&M, Florida's opponent last Saturday, says they haven't had any positive tests and will continue regular testing ahead of their game this week against Mississippi State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. Check us out. Go to AsaRx.com. I'm Asa, here with you each and every day, helping you get to the next level in your life to reach your potential and really become the best version of you. Now, talk about fitness levels. This is the one area I think that everybody struggles with the most. I can get someone to eat salmon and broccoli, but it's like getting them to exercise is like, gosh, it's like pulling teeth sometimes. But measuring your fitness level, you need to start thinking about a couple of things, okay? Fitness level is really not like a one-size-fits-all. I mean, there's a lot of differences in lifestyle and muscle tissue, genetic makeup, and really overall health that helps determine your fitness level. It's an individual measurement, though, that you can look at, and there's 5 components of fitness. All right, it's multidimensional. Like long distance runners have excellent cardiovascular health, but if you're all his legs and lungs, you won't have a lot of strength and flexibility. And by the same measure, someone who's overweight and aerobically fit is healthier than someone who's normal weight and, you know, doesn't exercise. So overall fitness, it looks at five different elements, okay? So number one is aerobic or cardiovascular endurance, okay? That's aerobic exercise when you go out and you walk or you do some kind of what we call cardio. That's pretty much strengthening the heart and the blood flow. Next is muscular strength, number two. Muscular strength is important from any type of resistance type exercise, and that's crucial. I mean, for your as time goes on, your mobility is going to depend on how much muscular strength that you have. Then there's muscular endurance, and that's your ability, like playing athletics and being able to do a repetitive activity over and over again without, you know, getting tired too quickly. So that's your muscular endurance. It's strength over time. And then there's flexibility, which we tend to lose as we age, and it's important. That's why things like yoga is so important. It's a great form of exercise that keeps your flexibility strong while strengthening at the same time. And then body composition is a marker of fitness. If you have body composition that is off, meaning that if your body composition is at a certain percentage of body fat or whatever, then that creates an issue. Creates an issue for really everything. So there are people that, when I say that, there are people that are over 20% in body fat, yet they have good fitness, meaning they can run or they can, you know, they're strong in the gym, whatever it might be. But the body composition's off. So having a lower percent of body fat for your height and your weight is important too for overall fitness and general health. So you have to look at these different areas and develop some kind of action plan. Don't just go to lose weight and don't just go to, you know, be able to run a marathon. And you really want to look at these different areas and get everything as balanced as you can. So fitness is about hitting these different areas, but it's about being balanced as well. And that's something that you want to focus in on. So I would work on those areas, okay? Just kind of mark these down. So number one, aerobic or cardiovascular. Just remember cardiovascular endurance. Muscular strength. Okay, what kind of fitness or what kind of resistance training are you doing? Bands or are you doing bars or whatever you're doing? Do something to increase your muscular strength. Muscular endurance. Actually playing athletics of some kind. Maybe it's racquetball or tennis or swimming or something like that, but having that muscular endurance. Flexibility. Work on your flexibility on a regular basis. Don't let yourself get stiff. It's how injuries happen. It's how people get hurt. And then your body composition. What kind of diet are you on that keeps your body composition at a good operating level is something that you want to look at. Okay? All of that is very, very important. And keeping those numbers where it's in a good place is going to be important for you and your overall level of fitness. Every bit of that is extremely important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The lines are open with questions about your health. And give us a call. Go to the website. Go to asarx.com. Let's get on the phones and talk to Denise. Hi, Denise.
Now, I have reflux esophagitis, and I also have irritable bowel syndrome, and I was wondering if that honey would help me, because the doctor put me on vitamin D and vitamin C, and I wondered if it would help me and I could still take my vitamins.
That's a great question. So when it comes to irritable bowel syndrome, things like acid reflux, there's really a bigger issue at play. Number one is you have to look at your overall gut flora. And really it comes down to that. So two things. Your gut flora, which is like the amount of bacteria and the balance of the bacteria. We call it the microbiome. But it's making sure that that's balanced. By eating the right kind of foods, of course, fermented foods, fermented vegetables, kimchi, yogurt is a fermented dairy product, kefir. Those are all really, really good to build up the right kind of bacteria. And I like using supplementation for probiotics. I think they're very necessary. I don't think you can get all the strands that you need out of foods. Kombucha tea is one of my favorites too. But Along with that is also your hydrochloric acid production. And this is one area that we just don't talk about enough, and I think there's a lot of misinformation about it. You've heard about how apple cider vinegar, right? It's been around as a remedy forever. Like, it's like a kind of a grandma remedy. And it's said, oh, yeah, drink it every day. It's great for your health and all that. And it is. It's really, really good for your health. Okay. Apple cider vinegar makes, it's great. And you want to do it in an organic version as much as you can. I like Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I've spent a lot of time with Patricia Bragg. And her father, Paul Bragg, is the one that, of course, started the company. And they've got a beautiful farm in California. It's just gorgeous. And that's where they make everything. They grow their own apples, and they have this big orchard, and it's just gorgeous, beautiful. But she's an amazing lady, and her family's amazing for what they've done. But they really pioneered that. And in the apple cider vinegar, what it does in the body is it makes sure that your hydrochloric acid production in your stomach is high. And as we age, see, we lose that. As we age, we lose our hydrochloric acid production. And that becomes a challenge for a lot of people. So as you lose that hydrochloric acid production, then you lose the ability to break down and process foods very well. So that's one of the main things that you have to look at. And I would, first and foremost, get to a place where, I mean, if you've got irritable bowel, there's an emotional component. Okay, so there's stress somewhere, unforgiveness somewhere. There's something going on emotionally, number one. Number two is because it affects serotonin. Serotonin is a brain chemical, but it drives the gut. Okay, if you mess up serotonin, you're going to have a messed up digestive system at some level. And the other thing is eating the right kind of foods to get the bacteria in the gut right. But then you got to have enough hydrochloric acid. That's where a lot of the indigestion comes in, and that's where a lot of these issues come in with people. So I would look into the apple cider vinegar. I would look into really clearing out the microbiome using a diet or an eating strategy that would do that. If you need help with that, our coaches and our providers can help you, kind of guide you through that process. We've got a whole system for that. That's amazing. You can just give us a call at the office at 888-283-7272, and someone can help you with that. But that, for, I mean, honey, vitamins, those things are great, but it's not the root cause. And I mean, for me, I like getting down to the root issue of what's really going on. If you get down to the root of it, then that's how you win the game, okay? And that's the direction that you'd want to go. Otherwise, you're going to be spinning your wheels. It's not about, well, I have this, do I just take this? Don't think that way. It's like, my body's doing this with this acid reflux thing and irritable bowel. The question needs to be answered, why? Why is your body doing that? Why 10 years ago was everything working great and now it's not? So that's extremely important. All right. Keep me posted on that and how it's going. And as you work through that, if you need help, let us know. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to acerx.com. We've got Samantha in Portland, and she says, I've noticed my ankles swell at night. What could make this happen? Well, it's one of those things that there's a lot of could-be's with that, okay? First of all, when your ankles swell, there's typically an issue with the heart or the kidneys. I mean, in generic sense, that's what those signs and symptoms usually mean. But it could be your lymph system is not working as well as it needs to. It could mean that, of course, the cardiovascular system is not working as well as it needs to. The challenge is to see if it's pitting or not. We'll call pitting edema. The swelling is called edema, okay? But if it's pitting, and what that means is you take your finger and you push into the swelling and then move your finger. If it just pops right back out and you can't see your indention of your finger, then that's just normal swelling. If you can push your finger into it and see an indention, and that indention stays for a minute and then has to slowly come back out, that's what we call pitting edema. So find out if it's that or not. But if it's pitting, then I would go talk to your doctor immediately, because it could be something leading more toward the heart or the kidneys and let them run some tests and blood work and all that kind of fun stuff. And then you'll be able to at least track down what it's actually doing. Now, the root cause of that's a whole different deal, but I would get that checked out first and then let us know. Send me an email or call me back here on the show. Either one. 888-283-7272. You're listening to ASA RX. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. I'm Asa. You're listening to the Asa RX Experience. Go to AsaRX.com. Let's kick off with Scott. Hi, Scott. Welcome.
Hi. My question is about muscle definition. I'm wondering, I work out with free weights 4 to 5 times a week, and I'm just wondering why some men's bodies really show the muscle definition and other men don't. Mine's kind of the one that doesn't really show a lot of muscle definition, even though I work out pretty hard with free weights. Just wondering if there might be a supplement or some kind of superfood that I could eat to make a difference here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's one of those things where your muscle definition is going to come down to your eating habits and your diet. Like, it's not like one person, I mean, genetically, somebody could have more muscle or be predisposed to having more muscle or can build muscle easier. That's why you have more of it. Some people have more of an athlete build. Some people are built better for football. And there's people that are 6'8" and they're built better for basketball and they're lean and lanky, but they still have muscle. So everybody shows it in different ways. But if you want, I mean, rule of thumb is this: if you want your muscles to show and you want muscle tone to show, then it's going to come down really more than anything to your eating habits. I mean, that's the bottom line. So the more body fat that you strip off, the more of your muscles will show. That's just the bottom line. And there's proven ways of doing that. And there's a whole system of eating that will do that. And you've got to do things to help support your hormones from a natural perspective. Certain foods and way of eating will do that. Certain foods will maintain lean muscle tissue, burn away the body fat, and there's certain ratios of how to do that. It's not a pill. There is no pill that does that. Don't ever let anybody sell you that down the road. That, like, it takes, to get abs, it takes hard work. If you want to have your biceps showing, it takes hard work. And it takes consistency. And it takes effort. So, there's only one way. But there is a strategy for sure on how to do that. I mean, your protein levels have got to be a certain place. You got to get a certain amount of fat, but the right kind of fats. Your carbohydrates, you've got to get the right amount of carbohydrates, a certain amount of grams for your body type. But listen, if you need help with that, our providers can help lay out a plan for you that way that can teach you exactly how to get the muscle definition that you're looking for. I mean, that is, it's not hard, but you've got to be strategic. And if you have a good plan, then you can make that happen. But it definitely comes down to your eating more than anything else. And yeah, some guys have certain genetics that allow their muscles to show better, but every guy can get a certain level of tone into their body that can show muscles and muscle tone. Like, it's definitely possible. So it's not like you got just a bad deck of cards that were dealt to you. I mean, you really can get everything to balance out, okay? But if you need help, just let us know. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to AsaRX.com. Now, something I want to jump into is, which is a hot topic, is a vitamin D deficiency. So here's some signs that you might have that. And reality is this. Your skin doesn't make as much vitamin D, and you don't get it from the sun as you get older. And the kidneys start to grow a little less productive when it comes to converting that D in the form that the body can use. So we know that. Over the age of 50, it's when that happens. That's why over the age of 50, you get in the sun all the time, you get low vitamin D, you're thinking, what's the deal? right? But here's some signs that you could have a vitamin D deficiency. All right, number one, your bones ache. So have you ever said your bones ache? Oh, it's the cold weather, my bones ache. No, that's a vitamin D deficiency. You have the blues, you get a little sad. All right, so the seasonal affective disorder that people talk about, that's a real diagnosis, but the reality is 9 times out of 10, it's a severe vitamin D deficiency. Matter of fact, they did a study, and when they increased people that were sad like that, and they increased the vitamin D levels to a certain point, then the positive feelings returned into those people. So you're overweight or obese, there's no change in vitamin D production in people carrying excess weight, but the higher concentration of fat affects the levels of vitamin D in the blood. So if you gain a lot of weight and you're carrying a lot of weight, it's going to be harder for you to get the absorption for the vitamin D. If you have darker skin, studies have shown distinct demographic differences in the rates of vitamin D insufficiency and deficiency. So your skin pigment is a natural sunscreen. And the sunscreen with 30 SPF reduces the skin's ability to make vitamin D by a whopping 97%. So someone with very dark skin needs up to 10 times the amount of sun exposure just to get the vitamin D. But again, if you're over 50, it doesn't matter because the body's not working that way anymore. So if you're a big-time head sweater, you sweat a lot from your head, it's one of the first classic signs of a vitamin D deficiency if you're a head sweater. Okay, so if you're just pouring sweat from your forehead for anything, that's what that is. You have gut trouble. So people with Crohn's, celiac, inflammatory bowel disease, and such have a greater risk for a vitamin D deficiency. This is according to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. So how do you get vitamin D safely? The best way for me, I think, is supplementation. You can get in the sun, but for the most part, the sun is just really, you're not getting enough of what you need. Do you want to expose, if you do want to do the sun, though, just expose your arms, legs, abdomen, and back for about 15 minutes, and that can start the vitamin D production. But your supplementation is the easiest way to go. Just make sure if you're supplementing, you've got a blend of vitamin D3 with a vitamin K2. The K2 is super helpful for absorption. It also reduces potential calcium buildup in the body, especially in the arteries and the vessels. So that's vitamin D supplementation usually, depends on your body weight, on how many international units that you need, but that's a great way to get it. Okay. One of my favorites. I mean, you can get it from foods, but it's very limited in the dosage amount that you would need to really keep those levels up. And remember, the range on the blood test goes from like 30 to 100. Keep that range between about 60 to 80. I like to keep mine on the higher end of the range, but that's usually what's recommended from most practitioners that are on more the natural side. And most physicians in the traditional setting would say that as well. But it's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, you were made for more, built for more, and designed for more. So we on this show want to help you reach your potential and become the best version of you. You're listening to Asa RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.